everyone, this is Sakshi. Embark on a reflective journey to the International Baccalaureate Primary Years Program, IBPYP, with our graduating Grade 6 students in the latest episode of Student Chronicles, Journeys in Learning. In this insightful installment, our students share their personal experiences, triumphs and challenges as they bid farewell to the PYP and transition to new education horizons. From moments of inquiry, driven discovery to the development of essential skills and student agency, join us as we delve into the essence of the IBPYP way of teaching and learning. Now, my friend Bhumika is going to continue.
Through candid reflections and heartfelt anecdotes, our graduating scholars offer a glimpse into the transformative impact of the PYP journey and the lasting lessons learned along the way. Tune in as we celebrate their achievements, honor their growth, and explore the profound influence of the IBPYP on their educational pathways. This is a testament to the power of inquiry, collaboration, and student agency in shaping lifelong learners and global citizens.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to another enlightening episode of Student Chronicles, Journeys in Learning. I'm your host Abhinav from Grade 7, and I'm thrilled to guide you through today's exploration into the captivating world of the International Baccalaureate Primary Years Program, or we fondly call it the IBPYP.
I'm Shaurya from Grade 6 Farms. In this special episode, we embark on a journey of reflection and celebration as we hear from our graduating Grade 6 students who are bidding farewell to the PYP and embarking on the next chapter of their educational adventure.
Join me as we delve into their personal insights, cherished memories and profound learnings from their time in the IBPYP. From moments of inquiry, driven discovery to the cultivation of essential skills and student agency, this episode promises to be a testament to the transformative power of the PYP journey.
So dear listeners, fasten your seatbelts and get ready to embark on a journey of discovery and growth with our graduating Grade 6 students. Without further ado, let's dive into exploring the IBPYP journey, reflections from graduating Grade 6 students.
Hey all, this is Sudiksha Ji from Grade 6 Netherlands. Now listeners, it's time to hear from our peer group, remarkable students who has journeyed through the IBPYP and emerged with wealth of insights and reflections to share. Please join me in welcoming Nandita and Srishta to the mic as they offer their heartfelt reflection on their PYP journey.
Good morning everyone, this is Nandita from Grade 6 Sweden, and now I will be sharing my experiences on our PYP journey. We started our journey by having a session by Principal Ma'am, where we were tuned in into the PYP exhibition. After that, we chose our UN Sustainable Development Goals and found out global issues related to that SDG. Then, we created our CASCA based on these issues. After the creation of the CASCA, we started our research based on the lines of inquiry. We also went on many guest lectures and field trips, and my friend Srishta is going to give you more details about it.
Hello everyone, my name is Srishta and I'm here to share my experience of the PYP exhibition. During our exhibition, we got to visit different illuminating yet informative places in Vizag. Upon our visit, we got to interact with different individuals who imparted useful information. We acquired an understanding on various topics from them. We visited Andhra University, a knowledge hub where we learned about nuclear power. We also went to many different places that enlightened us with information that would help us with our research on the SDG goal chosen. We got a wonderful opportunity to visit many places such as AU, CMFRI, and a skill development center related to our respective inquiries. Moving on to guest lectures. To gain more knowledge on certain SDG goals, we had a few guest lectures by great intellectuals sharing their experiences and goals. One of the guest lectures was given by the Sita Foundation on Sustainable Buildings and Infrastructure. We also got an insight by Sri Chakra Pranav Sir, a marine biologist covering the topic marine life. These guest lectures were very beneficial and informative. They gave us a great understanding and a positive learning about the various topics. This last one goes to the parents for boosting our confidence and encouraging us to take on the PYP exhibition enthusiastically. Now I'll be passing it back on to Nandita.
We engaged ourselves using different learning engagements like Fishbowl, which explains about the causes and effects, Think Pair Share, which helps us to gather information, sort it out and share it with others. We also used a learning engagement called Six Thinking Hats made by Dr. Edward De Bono, which associated parallel thinking, providing a means for groups to plan thinking process in a detailed and cohesive way, and in doing so, to think more effectively.
Joining us now is a true embodiment of the IB learner profile, inquirer, thinker, and communicator, Sharia. As he reflects on his experiences in IBPYP, Sharia offers a glimpse into the transformative power of curiosity, exploration, and reflection. Let us give a warm welcome to Sharia as he takes the stage.
Hello everyone, myself Sharia, a graduate of grade 6, and I'll be speaking about the actions we have taken up during the exhibition. Throughout our PYP exhibition, we as individual groups have come up with many actions to help in improving the conditions of the issues we have taken up. A few of the actions that my group, the Infrastructure Innovators, have taken up are starting an eco-friendly club here in school to promote sustainable actions. We have also made a blueprint of sustainable WISAG, which we plan on presenting to the GBMC. And finally, in school, me and the rest of my team have made a model of a sustainable bookstand to encourage the use of building using eco-friendly materials. Other groups have also come up with their own various sets of action plans, such as making a website on the skills required for jobs to decrease unemployment and display what skills are needed for a specific job, as well as conducting a survey on uses of energy in our school and how to conserve it, to limit the amount of energy used and raise awareness on saving it. And last but not least, not using animal byproducts to decrease the amount of animals harmed and to limit the extinction of different species. So these are some of the actions we as grade 6 students have taken up to help improve our society and demonstrate our PYP learning for years to come. Through this, we have taken a step closer towards our school's vision, which is live for a purpose, learn to apply, lead with determination, and leave a timeless legacy.
And that's a wrap. Dear listeners, we have reached another remarkable episode of Student Chronicles, Journeys in Learning. A heartfelt thank you to Sharia, Nandita, and Sreshta for sharing their incredible reflection on the IBPYP journey. Your passion, wisdom, and enthusiasm have truly left a lasting impression on us all.
As we bid farewell to the IBPYP, let's carry forward the lessons learned, the friendships forged, and the memories cherished. Remember, the journey doesn't end here. It's just the beginning of new adventures and discoveries yet to come.
Thank you to all our listeners for joining us on this inspiring exploration. Stay tuned for more captivating stories and insightful reflection in the episodes to come. Until next time, keep shining bright, keep embracing curiosity, and keep writing your own stories of learning and growth. This is Sudeeksha Ji from Grade 6 Netherlands signing off. Take care, stay curious, and keep learning.